Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
Taste of Blue Ridge was a big success this year.
It really was. We are so very appreciative of our supporters and everyone who came out. We had a great time.
The food was wonderful, and the fellowship as always, and you did raise some good money for three good parts of what you guys do.
We really did. We're very appreciative.
So next year, Taste of the Blue Ridge, you're already working on it, will be in Yancey County.
It will. We're coming back to the town center, so we'll be there in August.
So make plans right now. One of the folks that made money off of the Taste of the Blue Ridge money, I know you were dividing it and putting it in different things that you guys do because you've got so much going on, but the Imagination Library did get some money from that.
It did. We raised $7,200 for Imagination Library.
So that'll really help because Imagination Library in the area is kind of busy right now, isn't it?
Little bit. We were looking at some numbers preparing for Taste of the Blue Ridge, and we have sent out over 160,000 books since 2006. And we currently send out over 1,800 books a month in the Tri-County area.
Wow. And that's just in our little area, and that is really cool. And, of course, if you sign a child up real early, you know, 60 books by the time you head off to school, it's a great head start for reading, which is just so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Ruthie, I was thinking because, like, the Imagination Library and its actually being a part of Avery County, Yancey County, and Mitchell County, you had to have some visionary people a while back, you say 2006 when it started. How did it all start?
Well, we had this group of folks, one lady in particular, who saw how important early childhood literacy is and found out about Imagination Library and came to Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And so at Taste of the Blue Ridge, we were able to say thank you to these folks. We had a founding committee member group there, and uh-huh. We were able to say thank you. And so I'd like to go ahead and mention that committee. Faye and Brooks Barber, mm-hmm. Judy Knight, Susan McKenzie, Charlene Phillips, Elaine Percival, and Judy and Bill Sears really were the folks who got Imagination Library started in this area. And Faye in particular, Faye was the one who came to Jennifer and said, I heard about this. Doesn't this sound like something the partnership would be interested in? And they went through several different things to raise money for Imagination Library because the books are free to the families who receive them, but the partnership pays for those books.
Yeah.
And so money had to be raised to pay for those books before we were able to bring this to the area. And so these folks really are responsible for 160,000 books going out.
That is really neat. And it's good to know you were able to salute some of them this year as part of this year's Taste, because it really is. I always tell folks, it's like just recently with the Chamber of Commerce and the Mineral and Gem Festival, been going on for 60 years, and two or three people got together at a Chamber of Commerce meeting and had an idea, and it grew into something. Same thing with this. A few people can get together. If you have an idea, don't sit on it. Go do it.
Absolutely.
Get out there. Now, you got to go do it. That's the main thing. Go do it. But there's lots of great things we can do from this day forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of course, the partnership does other things to help raise money for that. And isn't that what did the We Trade sale, was it? That's where the money goes is Imagination Library, isn't it?
It is.
So it was going on before when it was just Mitchell and Yancey, and then eventually you add it all. And it's time to be thinking about that.
It is time to think about that. Our fall-winter consignment sale is coming up in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really gearing up for that. The consignment sale page is open. So if folks, you know, school has started back and kids, now you know what fits and what doesn't.
Right.
And so
exactly.
If you want to make some room and make some money, clean out closets and for fall and winter stuff and join our consignment sale.
Yeah. Now, if somebody wants to be a consigner, it's all done computery.
It is.
Was not the word I wanted, but I like that. But it is all a computerized system now. So what does somebody, if they think they want to be a consigner, need to do?
What they need to do is go to our website, blueridgechildren.org, and click on the Amy We Trade tab, and it will walk them through that process.
And if you are someone listening who just had that thought, well, gee, I've had some stuff I'd like to, oh, I got to do it on a computer. Is there a human they could talk to somewhere?
Absolutely. They can call either of our offices, and we'll be glad to help them with that. The Burnsville office is 828-682-0047, and the Newland office is 828-733-2899.
We know that everybody does most everything anymore. Almost everybody does something on the Internet all the time. But we do have to remember, occasionally there are folks, and we don't want that to be an impediment. We want you to.
Absolutely.
Because it really, I mean, you know, Imagination Library gets part of the money. The consigners get the lion's share of the money.
They do. The consigners get 70% of the money, and Imagination Library gets 30% of the sales. And so that's a great way to make some money and contribute to a really good cause, too.
Right. And when you think about it, you don't have to, you know, you've got the stuff. You can have a yard sale or something and sell it that way. But this way, you don't have to do all that mess. You just make sure it's up there towards the end of September in the proper days, and it's done.
What we ask folks to do is make sure everything's entered in the computer, and then there are specifics about how it needs to be put on hangers and sorted, and then they bring it to us, and they will hang it up, but they don't have to be at the sale, and so they just bring the stuff. If they have anything left over at the end of the sale, they come and pick it up, and then they get a check.
Can't beat that. And again, more information, get in touch with the offices of the partnership, or the website is
BlueRidgeChildren.org, and we're on Facebook under Amy WeTrade.
Okay. So be sure to check all that out. The sale is coming up later in September. When is it?
It is. The preview day is Thursday, September the 19th, and then it's Friday from 8 to 6, and on Saturday we're open from 8 until 12 p.m. I'm sorry, until 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
We have extended our hours. So we used to be open until 12, but now we're open 8 to 2. So a lot of things will be on sale, half off. So you can come in on the preview day, scout stuff out, and if you want to wait until Saturday to see if it's half off and if it's still there.
Yeah, that's the big risk. You may want to go ahead and get it.
We really encourage folks to come out. There's 3 days of fabulous shopping.
All right. Well, good luck with it, and we'll talk to you at least one more time again before that to update what's going on with it. And congratulations, Taste of the Blue Ridge, and all the success of the Imagination Library. It's just fantastic.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you again to our guest today, Ruthie Stiles of the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.